We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, and I want to thank our friends over at The Social Scene. You take a look at thesocialscene.me and find out where all of our social lives are going in the future. My co-host, giggling at my comments, is the mad Matt Robinson, the fabulous food freak.
Hey.
Is that a little bit more consistent for you?
That's working.
I mean, it's starting to work my way in. I won't remember it by tomorrow. That's Matt, and we love having Matt as our co-host. He's a pleasure. He's smart. He's informed. And our next guest, I can't call him a guest anymore, can we? You've been on, what, 3-4 times now, John, is John Dustin of JD Insurance. And we're going to talk about the WWE, right?
Correct.
The World Wrestling
Entertainment.
And what's been going on there. So that's going to be quite interesting. So let's get into it, John.
Okay, Jeff. So for those of you that don't know, the WWE, formerly WWF, is a major, major business entity, very viable. The shareholders include Vanguard, BlackRock, Morgan Stanley. And what happened recently was the wrestlers that we may all have some connection to, Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
I grew up near him.
Did you?
Yeah, it's to see him around the neighborhood after he retired.
That's Matt talking, not me.
So can you jump off one of these tables onto Jeff at some point and pin him?
I have no meniscus. Don't make me jump off a chair.
Okay. So you had Jimmy Snuka, Ken Patera, who's a former, and this goes to their athleticism. He was a former Olympic weightlifter, wrestler, King Kong Bundy. A large, large guy.
And that was his birth name, right? King Kong Bundy?
No, I think they adopted it. So these
little monkey Bundy.
These gentlemen, and the WWE's been sued for racketeering and other issues, and they've always been dismissed. Vince McMahon's done a good job of bringing in legal folks and getting rid of things. But this one here is a little different. It's about misrepresentation of their classification as independent contractors and the fact that they sustained head trauma and neurocognitive damage, similar to that of the NFL lawsuit. So I found it very interesting because there's a couple of issues going on here.
That's right, picking people up and slamming them down on their head.
Isn't that what you do as a coach, Jeff?
Yeah.
Or you'd like to do?
No, there are some people, you know that I'd like to smash their head against the wall if I thought it would work.
Wasn't Mage your wrestling name at first before you?
Yeah, right. No, I used to go to parties earlier in my career and people would introduce me as, this is Jeffrey Mage. And I go, no, my name is Jeffrey Davis. So they go, oh, sorry, this is Jeffrey Davis Mage. I go forget it.
So the major issues in this case are kind of interesting from a business perspective, although I've been a WWE fan most of my life. You know, the first is the issue of, are they independent contractors or employees? And Jeff, every small and large and medium business you go to wrestles, pardon the pun, with this issue, and that they'll say, well, you know, my accountant said to 1099 these people because they're not going to be here very long.
I meet people all the time, especially in professional services. You know, and there's like, oh, they go, I have a virtual company. I go, really? Do people work for you? Oh, I got about 25 people. And I go, what do you do? And they go, well, we have contractors. I go, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's frowned upon in many, many states. So there's statutory and federal regulations that prohibit you from denying someone workers' comp in some states, disability like New York, health care. So that's sort of the impetus of this whole lawsuit is these guys are saying, you know what? Yeah, we made a lot of money, but we should have been employees and we would have had some coverage, you know, from a benefit perspective.
So they're worse than the NFL. You're right. Because in the NFL, these football players at least are athletes and there's a pension fund. And there's health insurance, I would assume.
And the counter argument from the WWE is these guys were free to wrestle and do other athletic endeavors outside of, you know, Ted Arcidi was a powerlifter. Some of them are NFL players. There's been boxers that have been involved in these super slam things. So I think Vince is saying this is yet another fraudulent.
He's trying to go down the Uber route.
Yes, another fraudulent shot at him that, you know, these people truly are independent contractors. Now, I don't know how exposed you are to the 20-point rule. And, you know, we've seen it all in insurance. When you work every day, you have people say, well, I found this 20-point test, and they're really, well, the way the insurance companies deem it now is if they don't have coverage and they're working for you and you have control and they're dealing with your customers or your clients, they're yours. You own them, so to speak. So I don't know how far he's going to get with that. The second sort of issue in my mind that's going to develop is if there's a shareholder lawsuit against the board of directors.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, those big stockholders.
Yes.
Morgan Stanley.
I mean, I think the list of stockholders, you know, Thompson, UBS, they're certainly not small little entities.
And they don't want to be tied into this lawsuit.
I don't think they want to be.
PR at least.
Millions and millions of dollars of shares. The size of this entity is huge. So my thing with the directors are, I'm presuming he's got coverage, and this is for small and medium and large businesses as well. You really need management liability. And Jeff, we've talked about this before. Any outside third party can bring a suit, a bank,
anyone,
a shareholder.
God bless America.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Jeff certainly has a Rolodex of attorneys that he deals with, so he's on both sides of the fence.
I like attorneys when I'm not sending them checks.
Well, if you're engaging them, you're sending them checks.
So I like them when it's just a professional relationship that's not my having to use them.
Yeah, that's understandable. I have a lot of close friends too, Jeff. So the big thing is with the directors and officers, and Vince would be protected here, that coverage protects both all the individual directors as well as the corporation in the suit.
So right, the director's insurance.
Correct. And that's where I see this probably evolving, because at some point someone's going to say, you know, did they properly classify these employees who made the decision? The board would be held responsible probably. So that would kick into play.
You know, I think you brought up a point that gets to me, because whenever someone calls me about being on a board of directors, I always say, do you have director's insurance? Will director's insurance, how protective is that?
It's a good question. So if you buy what's called a duty to defend policy, which is typically what we look for, they have to take over the defense of the lawsuit brought by a third party against the insured if it's all related to the management of the company. So, you know, I think any good attorney could conceivably say that this was a managerial decision to classify these people as independent contractors, at which point they would be covered subject to the retention or the deductible.
But you can't you can't stop someone from making a frivolous lawsuit.
You can't, but clearly there's over 50 wrestlers currently signed up. And the way the suit is being brought is the federal judge will probably say that, you know, we should hear this case out to determine what they truly are, employees or independent contractors. I found the whole thing from an athletic perspective interesting, because they worded this very...
So where are your sympathies?
I think I have empathy for both sides. I have no sympathies here.
You're an independent.
Well, I see an athlete that made a lot of money that probably had some legal representation along the way and was probably well compensated.
And knew what they were signing.
I would think most of them are pretty high up in the, you know, it's not like they're going to some random guy off the street and saying, here's $2 million to do SummerSlam.
Right.
Or coming to you, Jeff, you probably would have been a good wrestling manager on WWE. Yeah.
Well, I might have been a good manager, but maybe not in terms of coaching them on wrestling, though.
I think it's more not on wrestling. I think you just got to yell
right.
and scream.
The business part of the relationship.
You'd be like a Jimmy Hart type.
Well, I'm wondering.
The
I don't know, man.
Now,
I have a wrestler on one side of the table, and I had a boxer on the other side of the table. I have a nudnik behind the counter over there.
It's like MMA.
Do you know if it's any different in boxing? Do you sign on with the gym? Are you an employee of the gym, or are you licensed?
I think boxing is different because there are, well, as with wrestling, there are multiple governing bodies. There's, you know, the WBO, WBC, WBA. And with wrestling, WWE is like the crown jewel, but there are other organizations now. So I think that any of the athletes come up through the ranks, hopefully they learn lessons along the way, but I'm sure there are a lot of kids who really never see or fully comprehend what they're doing and just want the money and the fame and to be on TV.
You know, I can't, you know, I feel bad for these guys. I mean, they're clearly, you're young, you need to make a living, and you know what you got going for you. And you don't want to not get hired to be a wrestler or a boxer, because you know you have nothing without it.
Right. For some people, it is really the only way out.
So you sign what you have to sign, and then, you know, later, you know, you're spending the majority of your life disabled. I mean, you're right. You know, we said at the beginning about jumping off a table, and I said I couldn't jump off a table. When I was young, I thought I had springs in my legs. I thought I could jump higher and run faster than anybody I knew who I was friends with at a certain point. And I thought my legs were invincible. And today, my legs are a mess. Yeah. I mean, I still play sports every day. But, you know, I didn't. That's not what I made my living on. And I feel bad for these guys that they have to walk around in pain all the time.
Yeah. I think a lot of, you know, they complain about the outrageous salaries these guys make. But when your whole career is 5 years, that's all you got.
Or
it still may be outrageous.
If you're 40 years old and you know you're waking up every day for the rest of your life with headaches, knee aches, back aches, hip aches, feet ache, I'm sure they're not thinking, oh my God, was I, you know, I'll sign up again for that money. It's tough. And it's there. This is a tough situation. And there's a little bit too much legalese going on for me. I'd like to see a little bit more humanity. They're all making enough money that they could fix this. Don't you think so, John?
I see that. That's why I said I have empathy on both sides. But the issue becomes once you go down the path, and this is where insurance kicks in, and the defense costs will be huge on this. I mean, this will expert witnesses.
That's why it's a class action, right?
Yes, and you're going to have all kinds of depositions, interrogatories. So I think for me, Jeff, the points today are, you know, if I'm a business, I want to make sure that I have good advisors, coaches, agents, CPAs, attorneys. I look at what my people are doing and properly classify them and not try to save a little FICA and FUTA, and in the long run, you know, end up with a situation. If I've got a board or if I've got directors and officers, I want to make sure I protect them. But I think most importantly, you have to use your head. I mean, you used your mind, not your body in your business. And I think a lot of times people take shortcuts for profits in America, but not thinking the long run effect on everyone else.
Good, calm advice, John. You know, if you're going to go into something, don't do it halfway. That's what you're saying. If you're going to go into something, do it right. Get the right advisors. You can't be good at everything you do, and make sure you protect yourself.
And there's some speculation here that he didn't have advice, but he may have gone to legal counsel, or he may have had someone draft a contract, and they said, this is not going to get penetrated. These guys are truly independent contractors. We don't know that side of it yet.
I think you and I both experience the same thing, that we meet sometimes young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs, and we talk to them, and we think to ourselves, they're going to go out of business because they've built their business on a shoddy foundation. And you're talking about building a strong foundation through insurance.
And I think a lot of people have the four-letter word luck. They go along so far and they make a lot of money, and then something occurs and they're not mitigating risk, and all of a sudden they've got to defend a lawsuit out of pocket or something. And those can have serious impacts.
Couldn't agree with you more. John, someone wants to find you at JED Insurance. How would they do that?
So they can go on the web at www.jedinsurance.com. They can email me at john.dustin@jedinsurance.com, or they can certainly call 508-543-1067. Happy to have them call, email, whatever.
Great. Thanks for being on the show again. We hope to see you soon. Love these insurance stories. They're very relevant to entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank Matt Robinson, the Mad Matt. That's, you know, that's our guy.
That's our guy.
That's okay, Mad Matt? Okay. All right, that's what your kids say. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.